program I'm actually presenting today is summarizing the circuit of most massive stars in the galaxy. I'm Guy Stringfell from the University of Colorado at Boulder. My esteemed colleagues are noted over here. And as the title notes, I'll be presenting discovery spectra of new candidate LBVs and Wolf Rayet stars. So luminous blue variables are amongst the most massive stars known, as are Wolf Rayet stars. They have initial masses greater than 40 solar masses, roughly. The prototype LBVs, as we've heard earlier today from John Hillier and Jose just a moment ago, examples are Eta Carina and P Cygni. Eta Carina is a known binary system, and the binary companion may, in fact, be partly responsible for the outbursts of Eta Carina and the formation of that magnificent homunculus. As of a few years ago, there were only about a dozen, and that's precisely a dozen known luminous blue variables. There were an additional 23 candidate LBVs known. Those have yet to demonstrate both photometric and or spectroscopic variability to actually be an LBV. So these are very rare objects. So one of the questions is how do we really go about looking for these things in the galaxy? And what I show here is a 5-arc minute field of view. The left image here is the PAS 2 red plate image in the galactic plane. The right image is a 2-mass image. And it's very hard to display the contrast in the IR 2-mass image, but these are rich star fields. And there's no apparent indication of anything unusual in these fields just by looking at the images. One has to resort to attempting to do color determinations of the objects and hopefully identify them that way. There's problems with what is called band merging, identification of the stars between the various bands. So this is a real problem. So Spitzer Space Telescope conducted several surveys, the MIPSCAL and the GLIMP surveys. Let's see if it's changed. There we go. And one of the surprising returns from those surveys is the discovery of these ring-type nebula. This is a 24-micron image here. And associated with these nebula are very bright point sources. And if you go back and trace these 24-micron sources back through the 2-mass images back into the optical, here we actually detect these 24-micron sources at the K-band, but not in the PAS 2 red plate. We've subsequently gone back and done some deep optical imaging. This is an I-band image. And we've actually recovered these objects in the I-band. And so the question, here's some examples of some other ring nebulae. This nebula here does not have 24 micron spectra, but these are IRAC images here. And again, you trace back. Here's a K-band image. Here's some of our deep optical images. In this case here, we are unable to actually trace back to the optical image this 24 micron source, and so on and so forth. So the question is, what are these stars producing in shells? And so we need to do spectroscopy. And as I said, in the optical, they're very, very faint. We've used these facilities here to obtain infrared spectra of these sources. Here's an example of some Wolf Rayet stars that we found. These top two spectra here are the two sources that I've shown you in that double nebula that separated by about 2.5 arc minutes, the two stars. And here's a sample of our new LBV candidate spectra. The left image is shows rich emission line spectra, some helium-1 in absorption in some cases. There's no iron 2 emission in these spectra here on the left. On the middle set of panels here, again, very rich emission line spectra. We also have some magnesium 2, sodium emission lines. I've got some spectra in here. Here's P-cygnine, which is an LBV. G0.12, abbreviation for that star. That's also a recent discovery of an LBV. This other one here is a candidate LBV. And likewise down here, AFGL-2298 is an LBV, known LBV. And this other Ray-1796 is a candidate LBV. So all these spectra look very, very similar. And the objects here designated MN and such are these new stars associated with these shells and ring nebula that we've found. Over here on the right is an example of a WISE discovery from a WISE survey of a new shell. And this actually has an optical counterpart to it. We've obtained with the SALT telescope at South Africa during the commissioning phase an optical spectrum of this source, and again, it appears to be an LBV. So, in summary, what we found out of the 50 shell sources that we've investigated, the central stars associated with these sort of shells, 18% are turning out to be new Wolf-Rayet discoveries, and 45% have LBV-like spectra that display iron 2 emission. On top of that is another number of stars that look LBV-like but do not display iron 2 emission. So, thank you very much.